Drinking, Humphrey sat dumbly staring at their beakers. Only Biscuit had anything to say.
Like Mr. Spittle said, Father, it's nonsense. The words are all mixed up. They don't make sense.
Samuel strained his beaker and filled it from another jug.
Ha! Then tis up to us to unmix those words so they do make sense. Someone read it out again, please.
The abbot obliged, speaking slowly and clearly.
The bird has no berries. The snake no red meals. Two brews and two mere lads. Where are the nests? Oh, a pincer, those five, hid them well.
Putting aside his beaker, Samuelus began pacing the floor, giving rein to his powers of reason.
Right, let's keep this in mind. We're searching for the jewels at Gonkford long seasons ago. So, let's take this bit by bit. It's a message, cleverly designed, by Gonf. We've got to be just as clever to solve it. I suggest we all look at it together, see which words look out of place and what clues they contain.
Glisson, Samuelus, Biscuit, Dwink and Corksnout sat studying the lines. Not being able to read, Humphrey was at a loss. Gullub picked up the scrolls, which had been written by Gaunt's small friend, Dinny. The kindly Selamole took Humphrey to one side, awaiting the rest.
Here, maester, I'll read ye out some more script.
Meanwhile, something occurred to Biscuit as he looked at Gaunt's writing.
Either Prince Gaunt was an awful speller, or I've missed something on this first line.
Dwink inquired.
Why, so?
Biscuit tapped the page.
Look here. The bird has no berries. Surely that's not right. If a bird has no berries to eat, that would be spelled like berries. The sort that grow on trees. But the way it's written here, that's like some beast having to dig a grave. He buries the body. See what I mean?
Corksnout nodded.
You're right, young'un. So why is it spelled like that, aye?
Samuelus ventured.
It could be an anagram.
Gullub suddenly began waving the piece of scroll parchment that he had been reading.
Oh, nanny grammar. It says you're... E. Gamfin could make nanny grammars.
Humphrey scratched his head spikes.
What's a nanny grammar?
The abbot explained.
The correct name is an anagram. If you split the letters of a word apart and put them back together so they spell a different word, that's an anagram. Maybe the word berries means something else.
Dwink took a charcoal stick and began using the paddle head as a writing board.
Eh? How do I split berries up?
Samuelus made a suggestion.
The best way to write it is to form the letters in a circle, like this.
They looked at it. Biscuit shook his head.
Still looks pretty much mixed up. I can't see a new word.
The abbot's eyes were twinkling.
Look closer, Biscuit. Think what we are searching for.
Dwink took a guess.
The eyes that Prince Gonf stole.
Corksnout shouted out the solution.
Rubies! It's rubies!
It was Biscuit's turn to snort at the big cellar hog.
Well, thanks for shouting it out. I almost had it before you started yelling. Rubies, eh?
Corksnout shuffled his huge footpaws.
Sorry, we got excited. Go on, you can have the next one.
Twink looked baffled.
What next one?
Samuelus whispered in his ear.
I guess it'd be red meals.
Twink murmured out of the side of his mouth.
Why'd you guess that?
Biscuit had been eavesdropping. He grinned from ear to ear.
Ha ha! I know what it is without putting the letters in any circles. It's emeralds!
The abbot's expression was one of complete surprise.
Great seasons! How did you guess that so quickly?
The young mouse winked broadly.
It just suddenly came to me, Father. Rubies was the first one. We're looking for red stones and green stones, two of each. So I thought, rubies are red, white jewels are green. I looked at the words, red meals, and it sprang out at me. Emeralds!
Corksnout rubbed his big paws together in a businesslike manner.
Come on, come on, what's next, mates?
Samuelus read the next line out.
Two brews and two mere lads, where are the nests, oh?